These are all of our stories. These are who we are as Americans.
Freedom leads to prosperity. Freedom is the victor.
This is the podcast of Grassroots Radio Colorado with your host, Chris Cook.
So I will be totally pledging my allegiance to the Republican Party and the conservative principles for which it stands, and we will go out and we will fight hard and we will win.
Well, he did it. He caved. I don't know that it's caving. Honestly, this is Chris Cook. You're listening to the Grassroots Radio Colorado podcast. And this happened today. This happened not very long ago. Donald Trump actually on September 3rd decided that he was going to sign the pledge that the RNC asked him to sign, pledging allegiance, not alliance, allegiance to the Republican Party and, quote, the constitutional principles for which it stands. This is a very different Republican Party, apparently, than the one that I know. Okay? The Republican Party stands for nothing that Donald Trump seems to stand for, the things that he talks about standing for, the things that people are putting him at the top of the polls with, because he is speaking truth to power, except that they made him sign this pledge. If anybody ever doubts the power of the establishment to coerce others into their orbit, into doing what they want done, look at what just happened with billionaire front-running Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump, who doesn't need their money. He doesn't need their consultants, but he does need ballot access. He does need ballot access, as do all of the nominees. Why is it that they are requiring a pledge of loyalty? State GOPs, the RNC, a pledge of loyalty. An oath of fealty is what it comes down to. Is that where we are now? Are we back in feudal England? We have to pledge our fealty to those who perceive themselves to be our betters? Is that what this is evolved to or devolved to, as probably is more accurate? I'm outraged, in case you can't tell. This whole concept to me, it strikes me as so exceedingly cowardly and so insecure that the party doesn't even believe that it can get the loyalty of people who are running for office or who are voting without creating this kind of a mechanism. Now, I'll grant you this. It is completely legally non-binding. There is nothing legally that the RNC could do to go after Trump if he decides to violate this pledge, except that they could do political damage to him, except that that's what they could do. And in this case, I think it would be fairly severe. So Trump gave up his leverage. Trump gave up his leverage, his opportunity to run third party and threaten the Republican establishment. He gave up that opportunity in order to make it on the ballot, in order to work within the party infrastructure. I'm not blaming Trump. And when I said he caved, you know what? I think he did what was politically expedient, because this is the way that they've set up the rules. This is the way the establishment has set up the rules. If you ever wonder why I push back again and again and again and again, why I attack the Republicans long before I attack the Democrats, this is exactly why. We have to clean up our own house first. If we're going to run on integrity and transparency, if we're going to run on the idea that our ideas are the best ones for America, how about we have a little bit of confidence in that? How about we have a little bit of security knowing that our ideas are the best ones? Our ideas are the best ones. We don't have to use instruments like a pledge of allegiance to the party in order to gain support, in order to have people buy into the idea of being a Republican. If we can't get our own people to just buy into that idea, how in the hell are we going to get the rest of the country to do it? How in the hell are we going to get unaffiliated voters, conservative-leaning Democrats, how are we going to get them to buy into the idea, the ideas that underlie the Republican Party, the ones that form the basis of our platform? You remember Boehner and McConnell, you know, that thing that they completely ignore, our platform? How are we going to get the rest of the country to buy in to being a Republican, to buy into Republican ideas, if we cannot even get that kind of loyalty simply by being who we are from our own candidates? We have to make them sign a pledge in order for this to happen. Now, this pledge thing is entirely against Donald Trump. People have asked me whether the straw poll and the binding of the delegates and that whole fiasco was aimed at Trump. I don't believe that that was. But this pledge thing, totally aimed at Trump. Totally aimed at a single candidate that they really, really are scared of. And I mean really scared of. You listen to the party elites at the national level and even here in our own state, you listen to them talk about who Donald Trump is and what he is doing, and they bemoan the damage he's doing to the party. They bemoan that he is costing us the Latino vote. He is annihilating Reince Priebus's autopsy, absolutely annihilating it. Or so they think, because they wanted to tone down their message. They wanted to cast immigration as a gesture of love. You know, we understand, we're more compassionate than the compassionate people. We get all that. How about no? How about look at the poll numbers? Listen to what Trump is saying, look at his poll numbers, and realize that's the message that is resonating. That is the message that is resonating. I talk to Latinos all the time who tell me, you know what? We came here legally. We assimilated. We are part of the culture and the fabric of America. Why is it that we're going to change those rules for a bunch of people who walk across a desert? Okay? Now, I get it. In large part, immigration is a tough issue. It really can be a tough issue when you get down, you're talking about, you know, kids who are dying in the ocean trying to get here, and or, you know, locked in the back of a truck. I mean, when you start bringing out those images, absolutely, it makes a much tougher issue. Much, much tougher issue. But truth to power, they are here illegally. Let's address that. Let's address that. Let's make it more difficult, not easier, more difficult to get into the country. Let's do that. We are not successful simply by mere accident of geography. We are successful as a country because of the fundamental ideas that form the foundation for our country, because we are the best idea on the planet. Now, once you start to completely water that down, once you allow people who to come across the border to not assimilate, to not become part of the culture, to drain us of our Americanism, then you have a problem. And those foundational ideas cease to exist. They cease to move forward. They cease to have the power that and the hold that they once did, because they are no longer adhered to by large portions of the population. That's Trump's absolute appeal, is that he is calling that effect out. He is saying it out loud. These things that the Democrats have told us for years and years and years, we cannot say. The leftist progressives have told us we cannot say that. It's offensive to someone. It's not politically correct. He is absolutely the opposite of politically correct, and that is why he is leading in the polls. I am just shocked honestly at this whole loyalty pledge thing, that Priebus would think that this was a good idea, that South Carolina would require this for Trump to get onto the primary ballot in South Carolina. It shocks me that we have so little confidence in who we are as Republicans and what our ideas stand for. We have so little confidence in that they have to resort to tactics like this. It says a lot about the values that they actually hold, doesn't it? And that's the thing that is so, so terribly sad. They don't believe in these ideas. They don't believe in the conservative ideas that are in the platform for the Republican Party. The establishment has decided that that is a quaint little document that is sufficient for the rank and file. It's sufficient to keep the peons at bay, but they are going to pursue the goals that they see fit. And they are going to change the rules in order for them to achieve those goals any way that they can. We're seeing this with the whole debate about whether or not to bind the delegates. All they're trying to do is to prevent coalition building at the national convention so that their candidate can be nominated. They are willing to change the rules to rob people of their voice, to rob people of their future options. They are willing to do all of that. They do not believe in freedom. So if you ever wonder why I attack the Republicans, that is why. These are the people, the Republican elite, the Republican establishment, are the people who go out in public and say that they believe the same way I do, and then they act completely differently. That is the problem. So yes, Trump signed the loyalty pledge. He had to. He had to, or else he was not going to get the delegates that they have now bound to a candidate because he wasn't going to be on the ballot. They're making him. They have that kind of power. They shouldn't. They should never have that kind of power. They should be completely ridden out of town, tarred and feathered on a rail. These people do not speak for me. And I'm going to bet that they don't speak for you either. We have got to get liberty-minded people elected into the party. We have got to fill that convention with liberty-minded activists, people who understand what being a constitutional conservative is all about. And get these establishment types out of the way. Short podcast tonight. I had to get that rant down. And I am shaking a little bit, but I will not be later. Find me on Facebook. Tell me if you think I'm wrong. Because if you do, I want to hear it. I really want to hear what you guys think about my attacks, my continued attacks, many constitutional conservatives who continue to attack the establishment. Tell me where I'm wrong. Should I be striving for unity? Should we have loyalty to the party? Should I have allegiance to the party? I don't think so. I think the party needs to have allegiance to me. Find me on Facebook, facebook.com/grassrootsradiocolorado. Or you can email me, Chris, K-R-I-S, at grassrootsradiocolorado.com. Love to hear from you. I won't be back until next Tuesday. So you guys have a fabulous Labor Day weekend. Until then, remember, America is great because Americans are great. So go out there and be exceptional.